Chris Harper's eyes seemed to cross for a moment. What? I'm not embezzling. I suggest you watch what you say, sir. The senatorial committee has been collecting documentation for months now. Did you really think you two would slip by undetected? Doctoring Pod's paperwork and redirecting allocated NASA funds to private accounts? Lying and embezzling can put you in jail, Dr. Harper. I did no such things. You're saying you didn't lie about Pod's? No, I'm saying I bloody well didn't embezzle money. So you're saying you did lie about Pod's? Harper stared, clearly at a loss for words. Forget about the lying, Gabriel said, waving it off. Senator Sexton isn't interested in the issue of your lying in a press conference. We're used to that. You guys found a meteorite. Nobody cares how you did it. The issue for him is the embezzlement. He needs to take down someone high in NASA. Just tell him who you're working with, and he'll steer the investigation clear of you entirely. You can make it easy and tell us who the other person is, or the senator will make it ugly and start talking about anomaly detection software and phony workarounds. You're bluffing. There are no embezzled funds. You're an awful liar, Dr. Harper. I've seen the documentation. Your name is on all the incriminating paperwork, over and over. I swear I know nothing about any embezzlement. Gabriel let out a disappointed sigh. Put yourself in my position, Dr. Harper. I can only draw two conclusions here. Either you're lying to me, the same way you lied in that press conference, or you're telling the truth, and someone powerful in the agency is setting you up as a fall guy for his own misdealings. The proposition seemed to give Harper pause. Gabrielle checked her watch. The senator's deal is on the table for an hour. You can save yourself by giving him the name of the NASA exec with whom you're embezzling taxpayers' money. He doesn't care about you. He wants the big fish. Obviously, the individual in question has some power here at NASA. He or she has managed to keep his or her identity off the paper trail, allowing you to be the fall guy. Harper shook his head. You're lying. Would you like to tell that to a court? Sure. I'll deny the whole thing. Under oath? Gabriel grunted in disgust. Suppose you'll also deny you lied about fixing the pod software. Gabrielle's heart was pounding as she stared straight into the man's eyes. Think carefully about your options here, Dr. Harper. American prisons can be most unpleasant. Harper glared back, and Gabrielle willed him to fold. For a moment she thought she saw a glimmer of surrender, but when Harper spoke, his voice was like steel. Miss Ashe, he declared, anger simmering in his eyes. You are clutching at thin air. You and I both know there was no embezzlement going on at NASA. The only liar in this room is you. Gabrielle felt her muscles go rigid. The man's gaze was angry and sharp. She wanted to turn and run. You tried to bluff a rocket scientist. What the hell did you expect? She forced herself to hold her head high. All I know, she said, feigning utter confidence and indifference to his position, is the incriminating documents I've seen. Conclusive evidence that you and another are embezzling NASA funds. The senator simply asked me to come here tonight and offer you the option of giving up your partner instead of facing the inquiry alone. I will tell the senator you prefer to take your chances with a judge. You can tell the court what you told me. You're not embezzling funds, and you didn't lie about the pod software. She gave a grim smile. But after that lame press conference you gave 2 weeks ago, somehow I doubt it. Gabrielle spun on her heel and strode across the darkened pod's laboratory. She wondered if maybe she'd be seeing the inside of a prison instead of Harper. Gabrielle held her head high as she walked off, waiting for Harper to call her back. Silence. She pushed her way through the metal doors and strode out into the hallway, hoping the elevators up here were not keycard operated like the lobby. She'd lost. Despite her best efforts, Harper wasn't biting. Maybe he was telling the truth in his pod's press conference, Gabrielle thought.